Right, guys, Exchange Episode 6. For those of you in Canada, this will be released on July the 1st, which is Canada Day. Happy Canada Day, guys.
Happy Canada Day.
And to our friends down south, happy 4th on...
On the 4th,
which is on the Thursday, so in a few days.
Yeah.
Just in case I don't get around to saying that. So what we got, Dylan? What we got for...
Q&A.
For Q&A.
No general theme today. We've just got a... Well, that theme might come of it. We'll see. But
okay.
It's kind of just general business operation questions, I think, that...
Let's go.
So this first question is from Patrick. Quote, marketing. What or who is the first thing that comes to mind?
For me, marketing, it's brand. Actually, you know, funny thing is, I was listening to a podcast on the way into the office today, and one of the questions was, what was the first brand that you remember? And this guy said it was, for him, it was Toys R Us. So I started thinking, what was my favorite, well, what was the first brand that I noticed when I was a kid? And I think it was McDonald's. And then probably followed by Sears, because my parents used to go to that department store all the time. I think those are the two... biggest brands that really stuck to me. When I look at marketing, for me, I definitely brand. I don't buy based on a commercial I see, but I do buy based on if that commercial has actually added me value. And even though I don't need it right now, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years down the road when I need something, like Gillette at one time did something for me. And now, you know, I just buy their, if it's on sale, I buy their razors.
Mm-hmm.
and whatever product that they have. But yeah, for me, marketing is brand.
When you say marketing is brand, brand is like, I mean, there's an active component to it of obviously developing your brand, but brand is really just what people see.
It's not a verb
marketing to you. It's not like the action of marketing or sales or pitching. It's just
to me, you hit my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then there you go. Once you hit my heart, like Budweiser today, those things are just amazing commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because they're not, we know they're selling beer, but they're selling, they touch your heart. And at the end, you know, they're having a Bud or something like that. Even though I'm not a fan of their beer, I would actually just buy it just to give as a gift to somebody. If I'm going somewhere, I'm taking a Bud because it was the brand that brought me there, not the marketing they have done or the sales or the commercials and everything else.
There's a universal appeal.
Yeah.
To a successful brand. Okay. From Ryan. I'm wondering if you have joined a local business / entrepreneur club or organization like BNI or the Chamber of Commerce. Had success, hated it, still a part of it, pointless. Got a goal to hit this year, and time is running out, trying to maximize on my networking opportunities.
Yeah, I have years and years ago, and it just wasn't my niche. The one that I joined, it was a bunch of people. I was doing construction and flipping at that time, and everyone I meet in there was, you know, sewing pillows or like making Muppets and like very, very small. Like it wasn't my niche, so it didn't work out. And then one of the things I hated was you come in, you get to talk to people, but every week you need to bring somebody new in.
Right.
And it was like, that's too much of work for me. And I just found it easier to network with the clients I have.
Somewhat disingenuous, I would say, too, to like say, you need to bring people in. It's really not for your betterment. It's for the betterment of that group.
Of them. Yeah, exactly. So, for me, that whatever organization that was didn't work for me, but I network. I network today on social media. I network today on you know, just going out there and saying hi and talking to people. I network with my old clients that I dealt with, not in this business, but also other businesses, because mm-hmm. we got somewhat of a bond. But that's what I do today.
Would you join something like this again?
No.
Was it worth the value that you experienced, whatever, however little it was at the time, or would you, if you went back? I know you don't regret anything, but would you do it again?
No,
if you
would
could
not
do it.
No.
It was a waste of time.
That was a waste of time for me. I think today networking is done on DMs.
Do you think there's other value to these things, to these groups, sure, other than just networking?
Look, if you're networking, look, I think networking works extremely well. Let's just say you're a builder and you join the Builders Association and you're networking with, you know, suppliers and other builders and you're getting ideas. I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But I find in all that stuff is a bunch of complainers.
Yeah.
And, you know, this regulation and that regulation and government should do this. And, you know, it's everyone else's fault, except mine, because I don't want to pick up the phone and call somebody. I don't want to run Facebook ads. I don't want to start a podcast. And it's internal, not external. It's not mm-hmm. anyone else's problem that your business sucks. Business sucks because you're not out there hustling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to people in the mortgage industry. It's not fucking Trudeau's fault. It's not stress tests. It's not this. It's not that. All it is you not picking up the phone and contacting and adjusting. Like, okay, sure, that one market has gone down, but there's plenty of other markets. There's a private market. There's a commercial market. There's business market. Or guess what? You know, there's funeral home looking for people to dig holes. Go apply there. Like, fuck, enough with the complaining.
If you got
there's my little vent there.
Well, if you want to hear more of a vent, you can search on YouTube Sunil Prasad 360's Lazy Ass Mortgage Brokers. I believe there's a full episode on that. That's not
well true. That can go towards that can go to anyone that is in
I think the service sorry business. Lazy Ass Loan Officers
Loan
sorry.
Officers yeah. that can go towards realtors and insurance agents, everyone that is self-employed or has a service business.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
it's good,
my little plug in there
for the YouTube channel.
Not the hatred, but like the amount of whining and complaining I hear. Oh my God. Anyways, positive. Next.
Moving on. This is from Credit Caps and something. It's cut off here on Twitter. But the question is, what's your top investment tip?
Never lose money. That's a Buffett one. And that's a good one.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He goes, there's two rules of investment. Number one is don't lose money. Number two is don't forget rule number one. And, that stuck with me. Like, holy smokes. Yeah, I think that's good. Always have money to invest. You know, make sure you save and invest. Research. Dude, shitload of research on whatever it is. If it's real estate, if it's stock market, if it's, buying a company, just do as much research as you can on it before you buy it.
You say, like, invest in what you know?
Yeah, I would definitely say invest in what you know. If you don't know it and you want to get into it, then study the hell out of it, right? Spend 5, 6, 7 hours times, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks until you know it, and then spend more time knowing even more. And if you want to pull the trigger, then pull it. And also another thing is don't put all your eggs in one basket, right? If something comes out and a lot of people got caught up in crypto about a year ago. Bitcoin's doing well right now, but they put everything they had into one currency, and that went down, and somebody needed the money at that time, they got affected. So don't put all your eggs in one basket. And guys, that is financial advice, not marriage advice. I used that years ago, and I actually got a good response from it. I was like, man, it just came up here, so I want to say
very
that.
Funny. What was the other Warren Buffett quote?
Which one?
Yeah, some things take time. You can't get.
Oh yeah, the pregnant one.
How does it go?
Oh my God, you gotta look that one up.
Yeah, no matter how, this is Warren Buffett. No matter how great the talent or effort, some things just take time. You can't produce a baby in 1 month by getting 9 women pregnant.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
He's got great quotes.
He's got good stuff. Yeah. Okay, next question from Ron. If I order a pizza that's half pepperoni, why do they charge full price for the pepperoni?
That's a very interesting question, and I have the same question too. I don't know. I don't know. If I was the business owner, I want to just for more profits.
But I think there's a logistical explanation too. Like, you can't just time. Cut and it's.
There's, yeah. You know, there. I think when they. I think at the end of the day, when you have a set price, they look at amount of time spent on, having the shell, putting the sauce on, putting the pepperoni on, putting the cheese on, baking it, and it's got 10 less pepperoni pieces. What's that gonna cost you? 2 cents, 3 cents, 10 cents? I don't know. Like, And then plus their, I think the software or point of sales system that they use is probably nothing on there for like add half or subtract half. They probably have add half, but not subtract.
Yeah.
Right? So it's profit.
And it's just, it's because they can.
Good question. I like that question.
Yeah. This is from Yandiza. Can you briefly explain to me what is a shareholder and what part do they play in business?
I'm gonna talk first of a small business. Shareholder is the owner at the end of the day, and they own the company. Typically, shareholders on a small company, they are owner operator, the president, the director. They're in control of the whole company. Now, in a bigger company, let's just say Amazon and Apple, shareholders are just investors. You know,
that would only be like a public company.
That's a public company. They have no say on the day-to-day operations unless they have majority share, and majority controlling share. That's the only time they have control of what happens in the company. But on a small company, on a public company, anyone can buy shares. Just, you have one share of Google, doesn't mean you can control Google. You just have a share and you get profits off of that. If the company's profit goes up, obviously your return is higher. If it goes down, then you're losing there. On a private company, on a small company that's not publicly traded, most of the time those are owner operators. But here's another situation. Let's just say Dylan starts a company and I invest in the company and I invest 20%. I'm a shareholder in Dylan's company. But is there an agreement that I have controlling shares and I can dictate what happens there? That's something that's based on a contract, not just because I put 20% money in there that I can control it, because somebody else has the 80% and most likely it'll be Dylan. And he's got more voting right than I do. So he can make his own calls.
To what extent are companies generally beholden to their shareholders? Facebook or something,
Do you need to make sure that the shareholders are given the best information, right? And if there's a mistake made, you let the shareholders know, because at the end of the day, shareholders can pull their money out. You make them mad, you have bad choices or and business not doing well, shareholders have the right to pull their money and put it somewhere else. And at the end of the day, capital is quite important for businesses to keep going, especially public companies, right? When they don't have that capital coming in, research and development is not being done, operations not being done, people are not getting paid. That's a big problem.
From Trevor, is a daycare a good business idea?
I think daycare is a good business idea if you are into that business. If you love kids and you want to add value and you want to, I know a lot of people that would love a daycare business because they love kids, and I think that's great. I think for money, because I've seen in the Vancouver area, I've seen a lot of companies, I've seen a lot of daycare financial statements, and they're not the greatest. The insurance cost is very high, right? To get a daycare, you need, depending on the amount of kids, you need X amount of washrooms, you need sleeping area, you need green areas. So it gets a little costly here because of the price of real estate. But again, putting that all aside, if you like it, if I love kids, which I do, but it's not a business I want, I would rather have a daycare of 2, 3, 4 people and make $30,000 less than working with somebody or working at another job, right? I'll take that hit all day long, right? Just because I'm gonna be happy coming into work rather than, not being happy. I look at it that way. It's just like, how much happened? Can you pay your bills? Yes. Can you be happy with it? Even better, than take it, then do it. But just working the numbers before you even start.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, you got to be passionate about it.
You have to.
When I think of owning a daycare, I think stress. I think, fuck, I got to take care of other people's kids. I think panic that what if something goes wrong? Like, that's what goes through my head.
Most people love that.
Yeah.
Like, I love pressure. I love when shit's in the fan, because I was told, I'm in solution mode, and that's the mode I like. That's the mode that is awesome. I hate when it's slow and nothing's happening.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. I'm in solution mode too. I don't mind that. but I'm talking about specifically.
I can probably fit 10 kids in here. I can probably fit 10 kids in here. That's crazy. And then I'll walk out. I'll look through the glass here and see what Dylan's going through.
I don't even want to say what fucking. Okay, next question from Marcus. What do you use to track revenue and expenses? Is Wave any good?
Marcus?
Marcus.
Marcus. I guess he's from Canada. Marcus, I love Wave. I use Wave. The reason I like Wave over QuickBooks is because it syncs to the Canadian standards. And also, I'm not sure if that's a terminology in accounting, but it's easy to collaborate with my accountant. And also, whenever I... and also it connects with Canadian banks, which I don't think QuickBooks does. Mm. It's great. It's easy. It's simple.
I think you can take credit card payment on that one,
too,
right?
You can take... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember looking into that one.
And it got bought out by somebody. I forget who it was. Like $500 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Was it Canadian company?
Oh, no. Yeah, it was H&R Block. H&R Block bought them.
Okay.
This was probably about a month ago. I got an email from them. But yeah, I love Wave, Marcus. It's a great software for me. Yeah. It actually gets rid of bookkeepers.
So that brings... Actually, let's touch
on... For a small company, not a big company.
Let's touch on that a bit.
Yeah. Hey, guys, this is not a plug for Wave. We're not getting paid. It is not ad or anything else. I love their app. It's so easy, especially sending invoices, syncing it to your... with your bank account when you get paid. It's just mm-hmm. great.
I guess for new startups or business owners, this is something...
For Canadian, yeah. I'm not sure how well it works.
I don't even think like Wave I'm talking about. I'm just saying like any kind of software like this in general, wherever you are.
It's amazing because you can actually... you can look up your income, your monthly income, your expenses. You know what your balance is looking like per day. Right, mm-hmm. You can just log in. There's like, okay, this is what I'm making. This is what expenses are. So that stuff's fast, rather than before I had to, phone my accountant or sit in front of the books and just, look at numbers. This is so simple. Connects right to my bank.
It saves you having to pay an employee potentially.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it comes down to. That's exactly what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Right. Because all the receipts I had to send into the accountant, and he's got his. I'm not sure who, but they used to do all that other paperwork for me, and I was paying quite a bit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have an app.
Yeah. Next question from Farzana. I need help getting sales. Any ideas?
Get out there and talk. Run ads. Run Facebook ads. Run Instagram ads. Get out there and talk. Talk to your existing database. And the people that you already did business with, see if you can add more value, or if they need more products, or they need more service, referral business. Get out there, network, everything. It's that simple. The business is out there. You just got to go and get it. Just going onto Facebook community and complaining why Trudeau hasn't helped out an industry, and why this is this and this is that. Comes down to hustling enough. You're not going out there and working for it. You're not looking at, like, think outside the box. If one industry has slowed down or one aspect of that industry has slowed down, then look at something else.
What if the industry you've been involved in all your life, that's all you know? What if you only know one industry?
Then learn. There's so many. Then you can coach, you can mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's not only one. If I look at mortgages, there's so many aspects of it. There's private, there's construction, there's commercial, there's residential. But here's another thing, go even deeper. Like I told the hockey mortgage broker, don't do mortgages for everyone. Find your tight little niche. And if it's the guys you play hockey with, guess what? They're gonna come and they're going to deal with you because you built a brand around them. You scored that goal. You gave them a championship. Like, whatever it is.
Mm.
Like, stay within that niche there. And you're going to get referrals throughout that niche. Like, I just can't stand the complaint right now, man. Just a little too much.
From Roy. Just bought a flatbed tow truck. How do I successfully market my auto transport and towing business?
Deckle it, first of all. I think that's a really good one. I would actually go to dealerships. I would go to dealerships and talk to the service department there and say, hey, look, you know, if there's a breakdown on any of your vehicles, can you give me a call? I'll give like a 20% discount and I'll go pick it up and drop it off at the shop. I would be reaching out to a lot of dealerships or small garages to do this. I don't know about running. I might even test the Facebook ad mm-hmm. in the local market. And then I'll actually sit on a smaller market. I would sit just outside of a bridge area, right? So there's a big bridge going over into one part of town to another part of town. I'll sit out there and I'll just look with the binoculars and see who gets stuck. And then I go drive up, tow them to the other side. Happened to me once, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
It was great, man. I stuck in the middle. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm picking the phone. Like, I don't even know what tow truck to phone. And Google wasn't around back then. It wasn't on your phone. Like, oh, shit. You know, who the hell do I phone? Next thing you know, the tow truck's right behind me. And he's got the bumper, and he's pushing.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, oh, this is great. And
Brand right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then pushed me out at the end, and that was it. Took off. I'm like, no bill? It's like, no, we get paid from the government to well, I'm not sure if the government, right. It's got to be government. It's got to be either municipal or mm-hmm. Provincial, it's somebody, right? That pays to push.
Interesting.
That was great.
Last question from Matthew. If you had all the time and money you needed, what would you be doing right now?
Same thing. Podcasting, talking, lending money out, building, keep building brand. I would definitely be looking into buying out companies to do the private equity. But yeah, maybe the first 2 weeks, probably take a holiday. I'll probably take you too.
Oh, thanks,
record.
Man.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see, man.
So if you had extra capital, there would be, would you do anything maybe slightly different with, if you had some, it would be more or less the same. Yeah.
I know what drives me. I think for the short term, everyone's thinking like, you know, go buy this, go buy that. That'll fade away very mm-hmm. fast for me. I know what drives me and I know what makes me happy, and I'll continue doing that. And that's it right now. Just deploy more capital and build more brand and talk. And look, I get bored on weekends, man.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen when I have all of it? I know people just, I wish I had a billion or 100 million. I wouldn't do anything. Not me.
No.
I don't want anything. I want to work for everything because I love the hustle and I love it. Because I'm not going to get bored.
Awesome. Wrap it up.
All right, guys. That is it for episode 5.
6.
6. Man, we're going fast.
Yeah, man.
Episode 6. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Bye.